Well, if you want a public record in New Jersey, all you've got to do is ask. That includes police body camera footage, public contracts, even emails sent by government officials. But sometimes the record keepers say no and deny your request. That's what the New Jersey Government Records Council is for, those whose public record requests get denied and want to appeal. Yet, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the council is not the public records referee it's made out to be.
It's Valentine's Day 2016, and Mary Sadracula's phone rings.
It was a cold, bitter cold weekend, and I received calls from people that the trees, the beautiful trees in front of one of our elementary schools, were being cut down.
Sadracula is a former Clifton, New Jersey councilwoman and a self-described tree hugger. She jumps in her car and races down to the school.
It just was such a majestic setting because next to the school is a wooded area where sometimes we see deer and wildlife, and I was appalled.
Sadracula wanted to publicly oppose the cutting of those trees, but first she needed to get her hands on the Clifton Board of Education's contract with Rich's Tree Service. She called the school, but they said she couldn't see the contract. Then she called the assistant superintendent, who said she'd be able to see a copy. But when Sadracula got to the school board office, she says officials refused to let her have a copy of the contract or take a picture of it. She said an office worker even tore up a copy of the tree cutting contract right in front of her. Clifton officials say that part never happened. The reason Sadracula wanted the contract that day was so she could speak about it at the school board meeting the day after. Officials refused, saying they needed permission from their legal department, so Sadracula filed a complaint with the New Jersey Government Records Council, saying Clifton education officials violated the state's Open Public Records Act. She enlisted the help of an attorney, filed the appeal, and then waited. And waited.
I don't believe in our wildest dreams. We thought it could take over 2 years.
Sadracula's case is one of about 350 complaints the Government Records Council is working on. A review of the council's internal tracking system shows it has a backlog going back to 2014. That means some cases have been tied up for as many as 4 years without a resolution. Public records advocates and residents say the lengthy waiting period is ironic at an agency that's supposed to be dedicated to making the government more accountable.
So in this case, justice delayed sort of is justice denied.
That's John Paff, a prolific New Jersey records requester.
It was supposed to be free, it was supposed to be easy, and it was supposed to be quick. It is free, and it is fairly easy. It's not quick.
The backlog at the GRC comes amid a decline in the council's staff and budget. This year, it got $480,000 in state funding, close to the lowest level it's ever received. The council also lists only 4 staffers on its website, down from as many as 9 in the past. The problems at the council have caught the attention of lawmakers like State Senate Majority Leader Loretta Weinberg. What does she think is causing the delays at the GRC?
Understaffing and underfunding.
Weinberg says the previous administration of Republican Governor Chris Christie didn't put enough money or manpower into the council for it to work well. But the Democrat also thinks the council is too complex and bureaucratic for the average person. Weinberg says that was the impression she got after going to a GRC meeting herself.
You actually couldn't tell what was going on from the agenda.
Weinberg is working on legislation to update the Open Public Records Act and overhaul the Government Records Council. She's considering expanding the number of council members, increasing the body's funding, or getting rid of it altogether. For now, though, that's little comfort to people like Mary Sadracula, who received a copy of the tree-cutting contract after the school board meeting. Last month, the Government Records Council finally ruled on her complaint more than 2 years after she filed it. And she lost. The council said the Clifton Board of Education didn't violate the law because they gave Sadracula the contract, even though it was a few days after her request. Contracts are immediate access records, which means officials are supposed to make them public as quickly as possible. Now, you might be thinking, what's the big deal? It's just a tree-cutting contract. To Sadracula, this is an example of bad government. And she says when the Government Records Council drags its feet in sorting out these complaints, the public loses.
It takes forever to get anything done, and that just allows corruption to continue and breed and grow.
From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.
After our story aired, representatives from the Department of Community Affairs and the Government Records Council spoke with WHYY. They said they could not speak to funding decisions made under the Chris Christie administration, but added that unfilled staff positions have added to the overall caseload and driven up wait times.